Works a little different over there, but it's still the same concept. It's still the same thing. Little girls being manipulated and being instilled with fear, blackmailed, and, you know, taken advantage of. And, you know, a lot of this also stems in the household that they live in, which causes them to, you know, feel inferior in a sense and try to find that comfort from other men who see that, you know, who see that and they prey on that as well. Also, you know, just to throw that out there, which I didn't know, you know, the teen girl that went missing in Atlanta, actually, is, no, this is nothing new. Atlanta has had a reputation for the trafficking industry, especially if you're talking about, you know, the strip clubs is out there, and also, you know, the Hispanics that come from Tenancingo, Mexico, who also, you know, migrate over there, or go over there in order to, you know, do their thing. So, you know, places like Chicago, Atlanta, Las Vegas, Memphis, New York, you know, the sex trafficking is really big.
Dang.
Yeah, and it spreads all over the United States, but those are some of the main states.
And those cities that you just mentioned, what I was doing, you know, when I was researching, and just to highlight and piggyback real quick off of that, those main cities have international airports.
Yep.
So it's easier to, you know, do trafficking in those type of situations because it's easy to get in and out, you know. And a lot of those cities, too, also have access to either the shoreline. They're not too far from, you know, getting to a boat,
right.
Anything like that. So that is kind of, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, you didn't mention any small towns or any, you know, areas that don't have an international airport. I almost think 100% of them, but I'm going to double check that before I put that out there. But it is majority of those cities, main cities that have international airport, are the cities or the hubs for trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially Atlanta. Why? Because Atlanta connects. The highway can take you anywhere in the United States, anywhere you want to go. I forgot what I think Atlanta Expressway. Yeah,
20, and then you got 85. Don't 85 go from 85 to 95, and then, it, you know, 85 go down to Florida, then it go up the East Coast?
That's why it's such a hot spot to sell drugs, do drug trafficking, as well as, you know, the trafficking young women and boys out there, you know what I'm saying? And it's a problem. It's a problem that needs to be addressed more, and I feel like more organizations need to get involved, and also the churches. But, you know, we're going to continue.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get crucified on the show again today.
Well, before I actually go off, let's slow it down a bit. But yeah, just as RJ was saying, he was talking about the statistics, but since we're here in North Carolina, I just want to talk a little bit about how this is happening and going down here in North Carolina. And the numbers are astounding, guys. Like, it just beyond my belief that this is actually happening. We're at March right now, so we're like almost at the end of the quarter, the first quarter of the year, right?
Yes, yes.
So thus far, in 2017, there has been 598 calls for human trafficking.
Wow.
But the only amount of cases reported is 181.
Wow.
I live in the capital of North Carolina. I have not seen one case at all. I have not heard of one case, but the numbers are astonishing for me not to hear. And I read a lot.
True, true.
And I follow more than just the news that I see on television. Yeah. So this is just astonishing that this is just happening. But there's different types of trafficking. You know, we have sex trafficking, we have labor trafficking, and there's the ones not specified in the sex and labor. But here in North Carolina, you know, one of the top venues that people are actually meeting at is a hotel. So it's just real, real, like...
Backpage.
Yeah, like Backpage. And
crazy.
I just found out what Backpage was also. Like, yeah. I'm still in shock really about that page.
Backpage. Okay, enlighten me on Backpage.
Okay, I'm gonna get
my Backpage. I mean, I remember what was I doing on my way to Atlanta or Florida. I was doing one of these jobs where, you know, I go to different concerts and shows, and we do some vending out there for Italian night. Anyway, we was talking whatever, and he was telling me, "Yeah, bro, you know, this Backpage, man, you ever been on there? This guy, I'm gonna go Backpage and once they get me some tonight, you know." And I'm thinking, like, the fuck, what the hell? Oh, what's Backpage, you know? So I go on there, you know, look it up, and I go on there, and yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of us who are tuning in know what Backpage is, but you know, they on there selling women, they on there pimping women, they selling themselves. And a lot of these women, that some of them women are independent, some of them women, they do have a pimp, and some of these women probably are underage. You know what I'm saying? So this concept links to the computer, social media. You know what I'm saying? Being that these younger generation have their hands on phones and have access to the internet, you know, they have access to network with anyone in this country, this state, and there are millions of crazy, you know, psychologically damaged people out here who are looking for these little girls, you know what I'm saying, on social media sites.
This is crazy.
You know?
This is crazy. I'm really mind boggled at the fact that this is not being shut down. Like, how do you physically have a site like this? And you know, I'm going to have my little rant. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like this topic is going to have me ranting a lot. So if you are listening, or you listening to this, or playing this back, just be what it is. It is what it is. Get your little feelings out of it, because I'm just going to be saying however I feel about this. Now, I can get my Facebook page shut down. Yes, I'm going to talk about this. I'm still upset about that. I get my Facebook page shut down right the day of the launch of this Base Vibration Network, our first episode ever. I get my Facebook page shut down that day over what I have no idea. Wasn't saying nothing, didn't do nothing, wasn't threatening nothing, nothing. But then you have outlets like this, you know, where you have a whole full-blown website where people can go and purchase pussy.
Yeah, it's sad.
What is this? I mean, I know we watch movies like The Players Club, you know what I'm saying? We have a lot of movies and different scenarios floating around in our community that talks about prostituting and pimps, and we kind of thought it was cool and funny back in the 80s, right? So everybody thought it was cool to, you know, have a pimp, or, you know, that's what the black community was as far as drugs and stuff, you know, the hippie age. But, you know, this is 2017, you know, this is a little bit much, you know, it went from you just selling your sex for sex, you know, getting you a quick orgasm, a quick nut, which we have talked about, and we elaborate further on what sex really means in the first place, and why this whole thing is corrupt in any way, even though if you don't want to look at that, you know, let's say you just, well, this is my sexual preference, and I just love having sex. If you're one of those type of people, you're going to need to tune into another episode that we're going to have about that, because it is a little bit deeper. Like, you yourself have something else that you need to get to the root of for you to be that sexual driven. Like, it ain't that serious, you know what I'm saying? So to even think in my mind that this is okay, that the government is not shutting that down, says a lot about the government, number one, and it says a lot about us. You know, I'm a parent of two small children, so me, I'm glad you're letting me know about this, because I need to know about this so I can make preventative measures to protect my own seed, because I ain't trying to have them out here on nobody's site or out here getting, you know, over in another country somewhere, or, you know, or they're in a clone facility underground somewhere. Like, I ain't got time for all of that, you know, because I already know me and my temper. The whole world going to know that Ashley Kids is missing. I'm just going to keep it water. The whole world going to know. Because I'm going off. Do you hear me? Off. OSS, capital letters.
Word. Yeah, I agree. No, I definitely agree. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, I'm looking at it right now. See?
You knew I was going to get upset. Quan laughing. Listen, Quan, you know I was getting upset. Go ahead, RJ. I'm sorry.
But you're good. it's ridiculous. It is truly ridiculous. And I believe, you know, for parents who are not aware, you know, for parents who work a lot, for those parents who think money is more important than the time that they invest, you know what I'm saying? I will sincerely say you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not telling anybody how to parent, but from my own experience as a child, and, you know, having felt ignored and neglected at times growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it affects a child. It makes them become a loner. It makes them not want to listen. It makes them want to become introverted and want to make them figure out everything, you know, on their own, you know, and not having nobody really teach them the wisdom and the knowledge that they need to know in order to guide themselves through this experience, it affects them. And a lot of these little kids, they are being neglected. A lot of these little young girls are being neglected. The social standards that's outside in society is making them feel, you know, is giving them self-esteem issues, and they're not receiving the love from their parents. And you know, if their pops is not there, and if their pops is there, he just consumed in his own little world, and the wife is consumed in her little world, whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole bunch of scenarios that this thing can go. But personally, I feel like a lot of these kids are lacking the attention that they need. They are lacking the understanding that they need, and they want to go out to find it elsewhere. You You know, because from my understanding, mm-hmm. most females who grow up without a dad, they look for that comfort. They look for a male comfort as they grow up and they go through their life because they need to fill that void from what they haven't felt.
Mm-hmm.
The same way for young men who didn't grow up with a pop. They go out there, you know what I'm saying, to the hood or with their cousins or whatever, they get banged in. Now they got their little alliance with their brothers, you know, their family,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Because they need that comfort, mm-hmm. being that they never really had a male figure to look up to. So I'm gonna this is how it is to be a man, and this is how I'm gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? But make a long story short, you know, I think a lot of this stuff stems from the household and these young women just being confused, and these sick men, man, they taking advantage of our kids out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right, and they're taking advantage of it. But us as a community. You know, of course, obviously, all of us on the show is melanated. So, of course, we're going to kind of lean a little bit towards the side of being, you know, the melanated, because I own people the same way, the Caucasians and the Caucasians and Europeans and Asians and everybody else always stick and lean towards their own people. We have a right to do the same damn thing that y'all been doing for centuries. So I'm going to say it how it needs to be said. We need to, as a community, be preventive and be proactive and stop being reactive
yes.
all the damn time. Every time somebody says something, somebody get caught in their feelings, and I'm going to pinpoint the community. What is the foundation of a community? For the black people, melanated folk, we always look at the church or religion institute as our foundation for our community. Therefore, the religion institute need to be the ones that need to spearhead some type of proactive preventative measures, because that's where everyone seems to want to follow. That's where everybody wants to seem to listen. They don't want to listen to somebody outside the religion institute, because they think that because you're not praising God the way they praise it, and you're not doing what they think that you should be doing or living how they think you should live, they don't want to listen to what you have to say, even if you're giving them wisdom, knowledge, and you're telling them, listen, this is what we need to do. So therefore, those people need to awaken, the leaders of those congregations and those religion institutes, all of them. I don't care if it's Muslim, whatever, all of them, Jehovah's Witness, all of the leaders in every single religion institute need to awaken and get their little heads out their asses and out of side their Bentleys and their mansion houses and come down to earth in reality and realize that we have real life issues, not fairy tale issues, that are going on in today's society. That we have too much technology to have missing people, period. I don't care what color you are. There is too much technology to have missing people, period. If the FBI can go out here and find a damn jersey of an NFL player, then we should not
all
be able
Mexico.
To not all way like
not even out of country, all the way in Mexico. Like, can we take care of that's our problem. We can't take care of all of affairs. Can we take care of the US affairs first?
Wait a minute.
But this is
wait a minute.
We want to go to the White House and we really want to talk about it. Let's go ahead, Ashley.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen. This might be church for somebody today. Do you hear me? This is Sunday. I understand, but I just feel like the spirit is really leading me, because this is a very big issue that we are dealing with. We are brainwashed to just think, oh, well, crime and murder is really the most thing that we need to focus on. This should not cast fear. No, we're not saying you need to stay in your house. And that's another issue I had because I posted about it. The news and the cops should not be telling people, oh, kids, just stay home, just stay in the house. That's casting fear on them. What it should do, parents need to get off their asses and stop being lazy
yep.
and stop sending their kids outside all the time and saying, go to your friend's house, this person's house, and do this and that. Take your kids in the car to wherever they need to go. They want to go to the movies, drop them off. They got a job interview, take them. They want to go to the store, take them. They want to go to the mall, take them. You ain't got that much time to do. And if you ain't got that much time, you need to learn how to work from home, your computer, your laptop, or something. Because if your kid is in the mall walking around with their friends, you can sit in the food court with your laptop and make money. Just saying. So
well,
I don't even want to.
I make money for myself.
That's what entrepreneurs do. So maybe that's what we need to focus on too, financial ways to teach these people. Because everybody want to say they got to work all the time. Like RJ said, work is not all that important. Like, we have gotten so far gone. Like, it's ridiculous. And this goes back to my post, if you're following me on social media, as far as why food and housing should be natural resources given to people for free, period. That's what it should be. That's two less things to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Transportation. We got enough to worry about transportation. We got enough to worry about entertainment. We got enough to worry about cell phones. We got enough to worry about clothes on our back, but the reality is we should be able to get fabric and be able to sew our own stuff, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yep.
But as a community, food. We should not be worried about, I need to work because our kids need to eat. Right. No, you should have a garden in your backyard where your kids are helping you do the gardening, physical labor, teaching them how to fend for themselves and be self-sufficient. Housing. The Mexicans can build houses, then we should be learning how we can build houses with natural resources.
They should build the White House. Y'all
do something. It's getting to the point, like, this is ridiculous. I'm getting hot and bothered because this is really irritating me, these numbers. See, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to admit that I was ignorant. I did not know all of this information. I'm just being 100 with everybody because I know there's a listener thinking how I feel you, because I didn't know either. I didn't know all of this stuff was going on. I didn't know that these numbers, like she said, 500 calls about trafficking. Like, I'm really bothered.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Like, when you sit here and think about it, like, and it just hits you. Like, this is right here where I live. I'm in the capital.
Yeah.
It's very scary. It's
devilish.
Very, very.
You know what I'm saying? Personally, it's devilish. It's when you sink into that state of mind, like, your body's not your own anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's damn near like the person is possessed. For them to be in a such mind state, you have no self-respect for yourself, no self-love, no understanding from my perspective, you know. For you to even do such thing to, you know, young women, young kids out here, man, like, it's scary. But, yeah, like they were saying, like, you know, this person, like, it's just mind-boggling.
You can tell in RJ's face that he's very disturbed, and he don't even have kids yet. And just imagine how I feel. I got kids. Quan got kids. You know, it's like, okay, there's different forms of human trafficking. All right, I know many of you listeners have already heard about the publicity around the movie Get Out. All right, so it ain't just about sex. Sex is one of the main issues behind this. Yes, that's one of the main things that's going on because so many people are caught up in pornography. There has been an article floating around about 4 months ago. The Pentagon itself, and you know, Pentagon is where our national security is. There have been four of the Pentagon agents are charged with child pornography, having magazines in their offices and all this stuff right here at the Pentagon. Pentagon is in you know, Virginia, but this says a lot about the corruption and the mindset of these people. And then you got, you know, your number 45 always, you know, how he used to feel about women. Oh, I grabbed them by the pussy because I got money. Like, this is, you know, sex is a big issue. You know what I'm saying? It has a lot of corruption in it. And this is why I'm not a sexual being, because I didn't already know the corruption behind sex. Like, it's deeper. And like I said, we're going to have another talk about that. But there are other forms of human trafficking, just like the Get Out movie, organs. Like, they're taking some of these people for organs. You got the Rockefeller, David Rockefeller just died. It's ironic we were just talking about him. I mean, we were just talking about his heart transplant. Yeah. And this dude, now let me break this down. It's going to be deep. I know it had nothing to do with the topic, but I had to say it. It had to be recorded. He didn't die just any day.
Right.
He didn't die just any day. He died on a Pacific day. He died on the spring equinox.
Yep.
On the day of the spring equinox.
Word.
When things come to life all of a sudden, he dies. It's very symbolic. They don't just die. Not just that. He didn't die anywhere either. He died at home.
Yeah.
Where is his body? Where is proof of death? I want it like Osama bin Laden.
No.
I wish they would have shown his body hanging from a damn roof somewhere, his evil ass. I want to see his dangling little penis ass naked, bare naked, hanging by his damn neck off of a bridge in Manhattan. That's what I wanted to see, okay? I don't know. His family can say with a heaven help, y'all want to say, but like I told you, this show, I'm keeping it 100. I want to see his body. I want to see proof of his ass gone, hanging, lynched, like he was doing everybody else. Organs cut out. I want his heart cut out just to symbolize all the hearts that he done took.
Yeah.
I want his penis cut off because I'm pretty sure he was fucking some little minor kid. I'm just going to keep him 100. I want his hands cut off for all the corruption and his eyeballs gazed out. But I listen, his tongue off. I want it all. I want them to listen. Yes, exactly. I'm upset about that. I want to see it. Do you hear me? I want to see it. I don't want to just put out a long, drawn out article about his life and how he was a philanthropist and how he helped. Did y'all see that article?
I'm not paying no more. That's the only time you ever heard of him. Besides, they never heard any interviews or the interviews. Nobody ever questioned him about nothing. He died as damn near an anonymous person. We only know him because of the internet. There wasn't the internet, we'd have never probably even known about Rockefeller and Bilderberg. We don't know shit about them.
Exactly.
And that's how they move.
Exactly.
The devil.
They are the devil. So, out of nowhere, you just had your seventh transplant not that long ago. I was feeling it was December because everybody was talking about it. Yeah. We talked about it here on the show. Not literally about 2 weeks before it happened. And then here you go, just magically out of nowhere, an article comes out, oh, he's confirmed dead by his publicist and his family in his home. No, it sounded like a Get Out situation from the movie that his conscience was maybe transferred to another body or something. I'm just not falling for it.
And to take it back, like you said, the trap can be a different kind. Why do you think, like you said, melanin is worth $350 a gram? If you're a wicked banker, a wicked ass rich person, wealthy as hell, and you just have no conscience, like no connectivity to the earth, you know what I'm saying? You're just highly intelligent, but fucking, you know, just disconnected. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, okay, I can make $350 a gram off melanin, but damn, let me find out how the fuck I can get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you start stripping resources, and that's when you start allowing.
With the gold,
they took the gold away. You know what I'm saying? But this is how they think of it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna let nature do the job. We're gonna let nature kill them off, and that won't be blood on our hands. So we strip them from their resources. That's why the stuff that's going on in Ghana, Samaria, in Africa right now, like it's real. It's like that because that's how they set it up. You know what I'm saying? Like we let the world itself, you know, nature take its course and take them out.
This is mind-blowing to me.
I feel like this is not ironic that
we got this movie come out, and a movie highlights organ trafficking, and then all of a sudden, the 2 months after the release of the movie, you get 15 black kids in D.C. just magically disappear. Where was the alarm of the community when the first kid went missing? And see, that shows the lack of communication that we have as a community. When something happens, we should automatically know instantly. We have too much. I'm still stuck on this. We have too much technology for if one kid go missing, that's one too many. We need to figure out how could this. Listen, y'all. Listen, Linda. let one of these little kids about go missing and see what happens. I'm telling you right now. Trump and everybody gonna know who the hell Ashley K is. I'm telling you now because I'm going slam off, just like I went off about my Facebook page. Mark Zuckerberg got to the point where he even blocked me from actually commenting and tagging his ass because I kept tagging his ass so much. Like, listen, you're not about to play with me. Listen, that's one thing you're not going to do, okay? And we need to get that mentality. Like, why are we so relaxed? And, well, it has nothing to do with me, so I don't know nothing about it. What? Listen. Boy, y'all about to make me cuss.
They feel like they're not part of the issue. They feel like it doesn't involve them.
Yeah.
Until it hits home. Why
y'all can tell this topic
first?
Is bothering me, right?
Yeah, why does it hit home, though? Like, everybody's like, oh, hey, I own Phillips. We're at home. That's my own mindset. Right. That's why we can't come together, because it ain't hit them yet.
It's all good.
But like, everybody want to wait for a rain to get an umbrella. Then everybody want to get an umbrella when it start raining. Everybody want to get a umbrella.
It didn't register in your head that when one kid went missing, the two kids were missing, the three kids missing, find out where the hell my kid is at, so I can make sure that my kid don't go be like, I'm not... This isn't one city, though. This is what's crazy.
And the city is not that damn big. Okay? The city is not damn big, okay? I've been there, but it's not that damn big.
That's why, I mean, I think they set it up like that. They probably manipulate them on social media. Like, hey, I mean, personally, just to theorize on it, I probably feel like maybe they like, set all this stuff on social media. Probably don't talk them into meet me at this place or this time, blah, 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 blah. It gave each one over a certain time. And exactly, see, you know what I'm saying? Started picking them up left and right, you know what I'm saying? And why? Because of social media. Social media is just a way to make yourself feel better, you know what I'm saying? I feel like when I go on Instagram, a lot of girls go in there for that boost of confidence, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing wrong with it, you know, but like Kendrick Lamar says, social media is the best way to tell the pussy.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. You know, and you got child labor. You know, that's another form of trafficking. Why they take them? It might not be sex. It might not be organs. It might be that they just want to take the children to these sweatshops, or maybe they want to do some experiments on the children. I mean, to this day, we are still unsure of where the 400 African girls went. Y'all not remember that hashtag flying around?
Bring back our girls.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, boy, this is another epiphany. I get too many. Listen, this show, we ain't going to have a long show today because I can tell I'm going to get hot. If I end the show, I'm going to say something, going to piss somebody off. Okay, now we got the same hashtag to come back again. Bring back our DC girls. Bring back. Like, when y'all gonna get sick of hashtag marching, protesting, boycotting? Like, when are y'all gonna get sick of it and realize instead of being reactive and waiting for something to actually happen, be prepared for it to happen because it's already been proven that it will happen. We at the stage of life now where it's not, and this is a mathematical stance, it is not statistically wise or smart for us to think that these things won't happen when it has been statistically proven that they will happen. Like, it's a guarantee. It's not even a chance of a 70 to 30%. No, melanated folks, this is 100% chance of rain, okay? This is 100%. This is 100% chance, you know? It's 100% chance. You know, say what you got to say. Feel free to release the beast.
And I definitely would say from my perspective now, it's like, you know, the righteous will remain righteous, the filthy don't remain filthy. They're stuck in their ignorance. You know what I'm saying? You can't open the door for someone, they're not going to walk through it. Personally, they're not the type, they're not going to sit there and think, they just act on it. Evil is going to continue to do what the fuck they want. Don't give a damn what anybody says because they justify their own philosophies, whatever they think is right. And every action they take is right. So we can pray about it. We can do all that prayer. Talk, et cetera. But be honest with you, we gotta put some things in action, y'all. We can't just pray about it anymore. It's not exactly. You know what I'm saying? We can pray that God will come down and mercy on everybody. Like, it's great. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good thing. It's good to give ourselves faith for that moment temporarily. But damn it, while we praying, them motherfuckers is out there doing this stuff.
They praying on us. That's what they doing. They praying on us. While we praying or something, they praying on us. So we need to start praying for some action. I'm praying for action. How about that, y'all?
God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Woo. Lord.
Even the Black Panthers, man. I need the Black Panthers to be more involved in the community. You know what I'm saying? Teach the knowledge. Teach the knowledge of the history. You know what I'm saying? Go out here in these streets and start educating these young men out here, man.
We cannot hide from the evil and corruption. Yeah. All of this blissful imaginary that the world is going to be a kumbaya, happy-go-lucky place full of evil, like he's saying, is irrational. Like, it's literally dumb. Like, I'm going to call it what it is. It's dumb to think that way. You cannot tell me that us just being, I can be the nicest person in the world and nothing, you know, evil is going to happen to me when majority of the world is just evil. Like, the corruption is evil, ignorant. Ignorant is bliss because right now we willfully, and this is another thing, I'm just going to say it. They're not stealing nothing, by the way, all right? I'm just going to say it.
Y'all ready for this?
They're not stealing nothing. We are willfully giving away everything. We are willfully giving away our rights. We are willfully giving away our children. We are willfully giving away our women. We are willfully giving away our men. We are willfully giving away our culture. We are willfully giving away our spirit. We are willfully giving away our power. And we are willfully giving away our money and our community and our freedom and everything else. We are not, they're not stealing anything because we're not fighting against it. We're willfully giving it away. These DC girls, the officer, the head chief in charge, made a point and said, these numbers are not astonishing. This happens all the time, you know. We have all these reports coming in. 500 missing children is not alarming in a 3-month span. This is actually normal in his way, right? Because in their sense, this is what he says. These kids are runaways. That's what he said. These kids are runaways. A lot of these reports are runaway children. Now, melanated folks, this goes back to you. I do not blame the news. I don't blame the predators. I don't blame the predators. I'm not blaming the news. I'm not blaming the government. I'm not blaming none of the elites. I'm blaming y'all asses because the community ain't doing shit. I'm pissed, okay? Now, those that know me, I don't cuss a lot. This episode requires cussing because obviously cussing is the only time y'all going to actually move and do something. Obviously, you don't understand good talk, okay? You might not understand when a person is low mouth and just preaching and Holy Ghost filled and just say hallelujah and praise God. You like when we turn up, okay? So this is a turn up situation. We are sitting here willfully giving away everything. We don't fight for nothing. We haven't. We don't know how to protect nothing. We don't know how to grow nothing. We don't know how to build nothing. We don't know how to do nothing but besides destroy and give away. That's all we do. So you can't sit here and be mad at the media for not talking about it. Okay. I am the company, right? I run the government, right? I own the central bank, me and my families. We own the central bank. We own your government, the government that is housing you and giving you food stamps for you and your kids. We paying for all that. We paying for your health care. We paying for everything, right? We run your life. We know what you can and cannot do because we've given you this amount of money, so we know how much money you make, blah, 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 right? Then we also own media. We also own the education that's damaging your children. We also, because we own you and you're not making enough money, and because we're giving you minimum wage and or welfare, we know you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because you don't got enough money and you sitting here, your mindset ain't right. You know, you're not eating right, so your chakra's not right. Your energy not right. You ain't focused on the right things. You angry, upset, root chakra out of order. Now you're sitting here mad at your own kids. Your kids is crazy. They ADHD. They schizo because of what they're eating, what they're learning in school. They know it's not right, but they can't talk to you about it because when they say something to you as a parent, you're mad. You're telling them they're rebellious. They need to follow God. They need to read the Bible. Everything's going to be fine. And then go outside, see somebody get shot up, and then get out my face because I'm tired. I want to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I want to watch Empire. Oh. I want to be on social media. I need to be distracted. I need to lay up with this man. I need to have sex with this man not doing that for me. I need to do all this. I need you to get out my face, out my house. Bye. They run away. The kid's upset. They go missing. Here you go on social media. Want to go off. The news not talking about it. Nobody want to help me. They not searching for my kid. Oh, you sound dumb, okay? I just gave a rundown of the black community. That's what's happening. So I don't blame nobody but you melanated folks. Nobody but you melanated mothers, melanated fathers, period. Okay?
That's it, so right, and it's crazy. Something almost, like, she just hit the nail on the head. Just here in Molly, there was a case where a 6-year-old boy, he was found outside his apartment complex by the police at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And when they got the story and the facts of the story, come to find out, her door, the mother was too lazy to get up and lock the door after her friend left. So the door was unlocked and the child left. Now that child would have got abducted. It would have been, oh, my baby. But you laid your up there. I ain't going to cuss y'all. You know, you laid your tail up there.
I was hot today.
You
know, I'm cussing. I'm sorry.
And now you're mad at everybody else because you didn't get up and lock the door. You know what I'm saying? It's happening every day.
I mean, deal with kids, I'm passionate because that's why I was an educator. Y'all that know me, I have a degree in mathematical science, special education. So I have studied the psychological effects of children with special needs, and that's why I'm adamant against vaccinations and the way kids eat because of what I studied in school as far as the preventive measures to help these children that have special needs, which I'm so, so far against. Why I left the school system, because that's not the answer. Medication is not the answer. Nope. And all of the foolishness they got going on is not the answer. Nope. Off of my studies, outside of what I learned in class, me just reading and being a scientific type of person, reading scientific proof about our DNA and our mixtures and what these chemicals are actually doing, what they're not teaching us, even in college, what I paid for.
Exactly.
I got pissed off. That's why I left the school district. That's why I left education. And now that's why my focus is on building a whole nother school system, a whole nother structure, because of what I learned as becoming a teacher. And just to sit here, and that's why I'm adamant about this topic, okay? We talk about a lot of topics on this show, but this topic is really pissing me off because it's little innocent children that came here. They didn't ask to come here. My children didn't just come to me in a dream and say, hey, can you birth me? It don't work that way. Once you have children, everything else is irrelevant. All that is just gone. I'm sick of these excuses. Oh, I have to work for my kids. I have to do this. I have to come together. It goes back to the leaders. It goes back to the leaders of our community. Where are you? What are you doing? Stop blaming what social media is not doing, what the government not doing for us, what media not doing for us. Just get over it, okay? What the banking system not doing for us. We have the resources, okay? We have the resources. We have the intellectual knowledge if we tap into it. But right now, we are willfully being ignorant, period.
Straight like that. And that's the part. Ignorance is bliss.
So, I mean, it's a certain dissociation amongst each other. I feel that becomes from, I think that comes from the being disorganized or unorganized and broken up and, you know, so many vices being created within the culture. It's a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion going on. Reason why it's hard to unify on that level. You know what I'm saying? I firmly believe that you know, a lot of Mennonite folks need to link up with the Hispanic. I hear with the construction and everything. I've seen about two Hispanic banks out here already. You know what I'm saying? Like they They building like businesses left and right. Like they are really. I see the Hispanics doing a lot of good things out here right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm seeing it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm wondering, like, man, what's going on with our brothers out here? You know, like,
because,
why aren't they linking up? Why aren't they, like, how they do things? They very smart.
We too busy killing each other. We too busy drugged up on pills. We too busy with the rap game.
Yeah.
You know, the rap industry is gone. It's dead and gone. It was originally created for corruption anyway. I understand it's our form of being able to be expressed. I hear you, brothers. I hear you. Trust me. I was out there, okay? I did all my own. Yeah, listen. Okay. I was one of them people and do all these rap songs, even though I'm a female, I was into that. But it ain't did the rap industry never honestly did nothing for us. I don't care what you want to say. You can say whatever you want about LL Cool J and all the old heads. They did nothing for Biggie. What did Biggie do for the project? What did Jay-Z and when he was in his hood stage do? What did Nas do besides try to educate people? But as a whole of the rap industry, what are they really, really, really doing or did do to try to fix the rap, to fix the industry, I mean the community? It really didn't do much. I didn't say it made it worse. I'm saying the rap, that culture has corrupted us. It has evolved into something that's crazy versus... They could have did a lot more back in the day, too. They didn't. A lot of them was potheads or drugged up, lacing their weed and all the other stuff.
One, Queen Latifah, during that era, I feel like they were trying to push that movement.
They was trying, but it didn't. We need a bigger push. You right. Queen Latifah tried her little thing. Yes, unity. U-N-I-T-Y. That's a unity. Okay, anyway. But, yeah, you know, they was trying, but... It didn't go anywhere. It got worse.
I got a great example. Like, you know, music is a form of peer pressure. They said music is like one of the only activities that stimulates the whole brain. The whole brain is vibration. Yeah. Vibration, what's vibration? Matter. Matter is empty space filled with vibration. This whole reality is dealing with vibration and sound. You know what I'm saying? If you want to take it to that level. But it influences you directly on your DNA. Your construct of your DNA is infected by music you listen to and everything you consume in your environment, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And personally, when Lil Wayne came out, I remember when Wayne came out. Everybody was, you know what I'm saying, Wayne, the best rapper alive, et cetera, et cetera. You know how many Bloods I started seeing popping up left and right? Motherfuckers repping Blood. Motherfuckers wanting to become Blood, grow their dreads now
and
because of Wayne.
East Coast, West Coast,
motherfuckers killing
you. I mean, you got...
You know what I'm saying?
Snoop trying to come up now, talk about against the games. But see, games wasn't created for what it was for anyway. Now, the rap game is what messed up the games in a sense. Because games was originally created to protect the community.
Word.
But the rap game made it look like it was all about sex, drugs, hoes, and all this other, and money. That's what the rap industry did. This is going back to what I'm trying to say. They corrupted all of what was meant for good. It has turned into evil. But now they're trying to go back and fix it. Not saying that they can't. It's going to take a lot more work now to try to refix something that should have just not been that way in the first place. This goes back to adults trying to reprogram grown folks. Why are we trying to reprogram? And I know this show is about trafficking. We're going to start talking about rap. But you're right.
Like, I'm keeping it real. Like, some of them are my favorite rappers. I love all type trap music, all that. I listen to it.
Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Big Pimpin'. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that beat was raw, though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Like,
anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't help with the love shit. At the same time, we promote it. You know what I'm saying? We promote this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes some white folks look at it and sit back and like,
how the fuck you gonna protest it but listen to your music?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So they created this oxymoron. That's why Illuminati probably figured, like, oh, this is a great fucking idea.
It is.
Yeah.
We're gonna use this against them.
Let's make money off this shit. Let us get rich off them talking about what's going on in their neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. They don't really care because they're getting paid. So, shit, they're living in a mansion talking about selling bricks. The fuck are you selling bricks in a mansion for? You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That's not your lifestyle no more.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? But they still talk about it.
They still talk about it, make it relevant. They glorify it. And I understand some people put in a position where you have no choice. You have no choice but to go out there and go get it. Yeah, there are different ways to go do so. But all those young as me talk how to you know, different ways to go do it. We just basically copy and paste what we see in our environment. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it how we live. And then I also understand that when you live in a certain environment or you put in a certain situation, you don't have the patience to dream. You don't have the patience to use your imagination or think about yourself being in college and being in that motherfucker for 4 years just to get your degree and get your job and have a kid. Like, you don't even think that far because right now in this moment, too much shit going on. You know,
prime example. Now go back. Now that's deep as far as the community. Now let's think about some solutions real quick. All right. So we see that this is just terrible, right? We already, based off the show and based off of recent events, we already know human trafficking has different layers to it, different forms of it, different things. Regardless, it's pretty much we're giving away our people to just be doing whatever, sex slaves, organ donors, labor, whatever, right? Clone machines. So with that being said, the solutions to that would be for the community to be proactive, right? Therefore, what can we do? So that's what people think. They're like, well, you're saying be proactive and make preventative measures. What does that mean? Really, honestly, goes back to what I posted and the reason why I posted what I posted as far as food and shelter being necessities that people need to stop thinking about. Most kids are out here hustling, selling drugs, doing what they have to do because most of them have to eat. I know firsthand a couple of them would not eat for like 3 days, but they be out here on the street selling. All they be doing is smoking for 3 days. That's pretty much it. But you know you get the cravings when you're smoking, so they pretty much starving themselves. But they go out here, they sell a couple bricks, they flip it, they getting money, now they can go eat. Most of it is just so they can live. They can eat, clothe themselves, and then maybe, you know, give their parents a little here and there, maybe for some bills. But really, it's really so they can take care of themselves. That's really what it is. Most of it has to do with eating. Like, it really has to do with a lot of eating. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but you be thinking, well, you selling drugs, these dudes going to the jail just for eating. Most of their money is spent on eating and more drugs so they can take more drugs and clothes. Like, they're not doing enough with it. They're not building no house. They're not buying houses. They're not buying that many, you know, cars like that. They do buy cars, but it ain't, you know, enough to be sitting here, you sacrificing your livelihood and possibility of getting killed and going to jail.
Right.
Most of it is really because they're eating. They're starving, right?
Yeah.
So we sit here and we can say people need to feed their spirit being. Yes, but you have to feed your physical being as well. And what you put in your body as far as your physical being affects your spiritual being because we already know, and which we're getting into, healthy eating is very important. It's deeper than just, oh, I'm hungry. You need to eat these fruits and these vegetables for your cognitive brain cells and your endocrine system to work properly. We know we're learning this, right? This is stuff that we're learning. We know. So as a community, the first thing we should focus on, besides educating each other, right, is how can we start having more community gardens so that these people don't have to feel like they all got to be hungry. People should not be focused in the community on food, on purchasing food. That I really can't get this. Like, that, my brain is not comprehending why people need to go to the grocery stores to purchase food. That part right there is a problem because you can have a small garden.
Yeah, my greatest fear is, like, save the market crash and fuck we going to do out here.
Riot.
Start kicking
doors. Riot is stealing each other's stuff.
Like, shit gonna be crazy out here, man.
He's already talked about it. He's already talked about getting rid of sex.
Yeah.
He's already talked about getting rid of Medicare.
See?
They already, so April 1st, right here in Raleigh, they already taking people off of Section 8. You know, they got to be out by April 1st. They don't even know where they want to go. Here we go. Housing. I just posted about this. Housing. Now, a couple people are like, well, this is going to enable people. I don't feel like it would enable people. What it would do is you still have to work. Like, you're still going to have to be a part of that. So you're not just going to come and just think you're going to always eat, and you and your household aren't contributing at all. What I mean by that is physical labor. Y'all ain't going out there watering the plants. Y'all not picking up the weeds. Y'all not picking the apples and the watermelon. Like, y'all not doing nothing. Like, y'all just being lazy. Then you want to be booted out. That could be like a little law.
You can grow a garden out there right now. Do you think somebody will become greedy and take all the food that's out there?
What you mean?
Like, somebody in the community. You don't think that'd be, like be one of those greedy ones, selfish ones, and take all the shit? Like, take all the food?
Well, yes, based off of our mindset. This is why it's a domino effect. So, yes, you're going to have it, but this is where that all of it goes together. It's not really like it's one thing at a time.
Right.
I know that's going to sound crazy, but we can't do one thing at a time. Because one thing at a time is not going to work. I can't just educate you, but then don't give you, you know, we have to do everything at once. But therefore, that means it needs to be different heads all collaborating at once. It's like massive action. We've been taught that we got to do one thing at a time and take it. With all this mess going on, it can't be one thing at a time. The government ain't doing one thing at a time. Do you see them focusing on one thing at a time? No. They still bombing stuff over across seas. They sitting here trying to build a wall. They getting rid of health care. Like, look at all the stuff that they're doing, right? Exactly. So if they're doing all of this at one time, it ain't even been 100 days really since he's been in office, right? So he's doing all this at one time. Why are we, in our mindset, think we have to do one thing at a time? That's not going to work. We need to think ahead of them. This is chess, not checkers. In chess, you have to be four steps ahead of your opponent in order to win or try to win, period. So we're way behind with this mindset of, oh, we got to focus on one thing at a time. That's not, they don't focus on one thing at a time. They never have. Look at what they do. They don't have just, we're just going to focus on the bank today. And then tomorrow we're going to focus on GMOs. And then the next day we're going to focus on cloning and the medical, and we're going to focus on vaccination. So they do everything at one time.
It's so messed up. I mean, from what I keep hearing, from stories I keep hearing, we all dealing with trust issues. You know what I'm saying? We all dealing with these vices and temptations and trust issues because people, the closest ones to you, fucked you over. So now you don't trust nobody that's around you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit happens every damn day, man. Because these snakes out here ain't got no self-control, or are not consciously in tune to what the fuck is what's really going on with themselves. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, pointing fingers at everybody else and, you know, just et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's why I feel like it is going to be hard to, you know, find that unity.
If it was easy, it would be done already.
It's not.
We already know it's not. We already know it.
It's not even the answer. Why? Because money creates the problem. How are you gonna solve something with something that creates the problem in the first place? It's just like back at home where I'm from. I've seen them rebuild the whole entire project. They ain't changed nothing. What's going on within the project? They gave them brand new floors, everything. I mean, it was ugly. It was ugly. They rebuilt it. Looked nice out there, but ain't shit changed out there.
Because if they, what did they? What you just say? He just pulled my point on live broadcast.
Yeah.
They fixed one thing. It's not going to work. You just proved my whole point with my spill.
Yeah.
You need massive action.
Yeah.
We cannot. Okay, education. Now everybody on this education wave. Everybody need to home. Okay, that's one aspect. Yes, but we need to do everything at one time. We have our garden set up so people can eat. Consciously eating more healthy food. That's actually killing like two birds at once, because now you're educating people, right, on how to eat healthy. And then it's helping their body so they can consciously think better. And then it's also providing, that's one less thing the community has to worry about, because as a mother, I don't have to worry about eating. How are we going to eat? I don't have to worry about it because it's there. Yeah, that's a part of the school. All right, but then I talk about this. But this, now you're seeing why all of this goes together. This is why I'm so adamant about it. Because now I'm teaching you on that. You got healthy. The community, you don't have to worry about it. Then we're educating. So then that goes into the whole education platform. Then from that, housing. So I'm sitting here feeding you well, and you're good. Your education, your conscious light, but you still got roaches and rats and living in infested the toxins, the energy in that is just bad anyway. So then you have to live in a nice, comfortable spot, right? You need to feel okay when you go home. You need to be able to well rest it. It should smell like what it smells like right now in the studio. Like, it should smell like incense and just aroma, right? You need to smell good. So this comes from education. So all that go together. So we educating you on it. So I can't educate you on oils and cleaning your body and being organic and all that extra stuff, but then you living in filth, your water dirty. Another thing, pure water. So I can't tell you that you should be pure, but the water you're bathing in is not alkaline. That's another problem. So we need well water. Therefore, we need free water to source everybody to drink healthy water. Not only drink healthy water, but you're cooking with healthy water. You're bathing. Because a lot of people, you can put as much coconut oil and essential oils on your body all day. But this water that we're using right here is bad water. Like when I get in the shower, some places you go in the world, it will burn your skin because the water is so toxic. So we need pure water. So that's another domino effect. Again,
throwing a random fact that you can look this up, that they found in certain states, they found up to 60 plus different pharmaceutical medicines within tap water. Medicines is for epilepsy, depression, I know some everything, Ritalin, all that good stuff. They have it inside of your water. Guess what? We all love Kool-Aid. Don't we all love Kool-Aid? Don't we all mix the nice
tap water
Kool-Aid with tap water?
Tap water and sugar. With sugar is crack. It's cocaine. It's addictive. But we don't need that. Why are we even having candy with that? Why are we not using stevia? Stevia to me is way sweeter than regular sugar.
I feel like there's like it's a dualistic aspect of it all. You have those individuals who believe in the righteous, and then you have those evil motherfuckers who are highly intelligent. They understand this, but they want to keep society dumb. They want to keep society easy to be manipulated.
But we know this. This is where the solution.
Same way it was in Rome back in the day. And the United States, the way this thing is constructed is based off the principle that came from Rome. And Rome did the same thing. They wanted their population, majority of the population was naive. They were not that highly intelligent like they were. They knew, I can manipulate them easily. And that's the same way the bankers act. That's the same way the people that run this country.
So this is what I'm saying.
The school system is the way it is. It's not. It doesn't teach you about things that need to be that things that a child doesn't get at home need to be taught at school. They don't give a fuck.
It takes a village, but this goes back to the solution. So I'm breaking down the solutions for those that are listening. That keep saying we always talk about solutions on the show, but we sound negative, right? So it don't sound like we ever really coming up with solutions. We always broadcasting the problem, which we have. We broadcasting the problems, but this is base vibration is supposed to be about the solution. So the solution is what you're saying. Like, we know the problem. We know what they have been doing to corrupt it. Now fix it. But it ain't one fix. It ain't one part. It ain't just listen to Bass Bob or just learn. No, it's massive action. It's at everything at one time. Like, people can tell you all day, well, when you're dieting, you got to start off slow. It's really your whole mindset got to change before you even start dieting because you're going to keep recycling. That's the same thing now. Yeah, if I put you in in Section 8 and Section 8 is building nice houses and I put you in these nice houses, your mindset's still screwed up. Your house is still going to be infested with roaches and rats and everything else because you, regardless of me putting you physically in a nice place, your mindset is still project and poverty. So we have to change that. Like they always say, you can take a person out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the person. You can take the hood out the person. That's a mindset. That's a mindset thing.
Basically identifying yourself. Yourself is the ego with an idea that was concepted, conceptualized years ago. You know what I'm saying? Versus identifying with the essence, the source, the very power that's allowing you to breathe and experience this reality at the moment. It's through the Most High, the very thing that's making this, you know what I'm saying, existence possible for you. You know what I'm saying?
So
and
if we
kind of go through this life starting to identify ourselves with a concept that is man-made.
Exactly. So, you know, to get to the trafficking, you're thinking like, well, can kind of wrap up the show because it's about that time.
That's why you see the rappers kind of sound like clones. They just copy and paste.
Just copy and paste it. And a lot of what we do is copy and paste it. So, you know, to think of, okay, the reason why the housing and the food and the education and the way of thinking and the meditation and all this extra stuff is very important, and those are things that people shouldn't think about, because once you take away some of the burden, because those are major burdens as to why, goes back to what we said as why mothers are tired. Like, I'm a mother. I get tired. I am guilty of it. This is why I'm talking. This is why I'm passionate about it, because I saw myself in this situation. I'd be like, y'all just go, they little, so they can't go outside. But I would simply be like, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to sleep. Y'all just go play. But if they were older, they're going to just be like, oh, well, I'm going to go outside and I'll be in house sleeping. And then something happened, they run away, they get snatched up, anything crazy, a fight break out, they get shot. I mean, there's a lot of other scenarios that can happen besides just human trafficking. The bad can happen, right? Because I'm tired, because I'm working so hard. You know what I'm saying? And I want to go to sleep. I need a nap. My body crashing. I'm tired. I'm not getting enough water. I'm dehydrated. My health ain't right. You see how there's a domino effect. So when we help the community, not focus on those things. Don't focus on the health, because the health gonna be good. They help gonna be lit because they're eating right. We're gonna have our holistic doctors up in there. If girl getting a yoni steams, we doing yoga, we good, right? Health wise, we fine. That's one less. We should not be worried about that. Eating right, you ain't got to worry about that. Y'all kids ain't got to be out here selling drugs, yeah, killing each other because you good, we good. Education, kids going to like school because school going to actually feel like somewhere of enlightenment. They're going to feel good about school. They're not going to be dragging their feet. They're not going to be skipping school. They're not going to be skipping classes, right? They're going to like it. So as a parent, you helping them with financial literacy. So they're going to be able to flip their money better. They're going to be able to invest wisely. They're going to like the job that they're working because you're going to make sure that they're in the career path of what they really love, right? So you helping them with those things to kind of take that burden off. So now what can we do? We can focus on protecting the children.
Right.
We can have more energy so we can be outside with our kids. We will actually be more alert and conscious to know you're not going to the mall by yourself. I'm taking you. Right. Are you seeing the domino effect?
Right.
We're not the guys out here that's in these gangs. The gangs can go back to his original state of protecting the community so that we can have the guys. We're going to have the guys with their weapons, keep them with their guns, but protecting the community so they could be out here on watch, like clockwork. See, wait. Kwan said, just like George, wait, I can't even get it out. Just like George Zimmerman, he was the one. He was the watchman for the community. Yo, I am so done.
I mean, it happened. Right? Everybody was backing him. Everybody agreed with him, right? He had all these millions of people to raise his money. So why we can't do the same thing?
He can't hear you, why?
Okay, George, he raised almost millions of dollars on GoFundMe. He had all these people backing him. So everybody thinks it's a good idea that people should protect the community. We know this, right? It's public information. So let's take this public information and make it work for us. We could do the same thing. They're starting it in Texas. They have these military groups and they have they arm and because they using the law in the right way. Sometimes you gotta know the law. See, these people in Texas, they know the law. They understand we can have these guns to protect the community. That's what they're doing. Everybody needs to follow suit. But like Ashley said, it's gonna take massive action. She don't stop laughing over there. She can't even talk.
Yep. And I've seen that when the Black Panthers had a little conference in Wilmington, North Carolina, a while back, and I've seen they out there with their guns. You know, they always do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Black Panthers need to get more involved with this community and also with young men that's in the game and men link up and actually have them fight for a purpose, which is for the essence of the culture itself. That's what the Black Panthers stand for, the essence of the culture. You know what I'm saying? Teaching the correct history, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of this war, this never ending war going on between one another, man. Like you can't keep pointing fingers at the white man and you keep falling for this fucking trick.
We don't even think we can say all day that the Europeans is the one doing this, but because the Black community have so many, I'm going, gosh, stop saying Black, Ashley, stop melanated. Because the melanated community have so many of other races in it, because we open arms, right? We let everybody in. So we got Arabs in there with their shops. We got the Mexicans in our community with their shops. We got the Chinese people in there with their beauty supply stores, and we got the Europeans in there owning all the grocery stores and everything else, and our landlords, right? The Arabs are our landlords. So we have all of these people within our community, in and out, traffic, in and out. So we can say all day that the Europeans, that's what we're going to blame, because that's what we conditioned to do, that the Europeans are the white folk or the Caucasus Mountain people, that, you know, the extraterrestrial little beings that they are. They're the ones that are stealing our people. But it could be anybody. Like, the kids right now could be in a sweatshop in daggone China, or they can be over there in Arabian somewhere, you know, from one of our landlords, because we don't own the properties, right? The landlords are, the Arabs are normally the landlords up north. I know in New Jersey, they always had, I had two Arab landlords. They was going down, never lived in our area. We had no idea where they lived. We didn't, the real name, we didn't know their real name. They used a fictitious name, like all this other kind of crazy stuff. But I'm saying that to say, not to try to be funny, but to be real, that we don't know who doing it because our community is not protected. We have so many of other people in our community. You do not have Black melanated landlords in the white community, period. You do not have that. You do not have that.
True, but every time, like when I was saying like that, Fox Hollow Robert, every time somebody, the landlord came out there, she was Hispanic, actually. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool. But at the same time, most of the time, it was always the white man owning the ghetto. You know saying?
Or it's something. Or something. It's another race is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm using it as, like, an example so that we not keep on diminishing or making it seem like always the white people. It's all races because we have no clue who it is. If they're missing, we don't know who got them because have you seen a massive FBI squad that we can create come together and start searching, doing research? Have you seen it? Have you seen them knocking on each other's doors? I have not seen nothing. With Facebook Live, we would have seen it by now. With Twitter Live, Instagram Live, Snapchat, something, YouTube, we would have seen parents out here recording, knocking on everybody's door, or tracing their kids off their cell phones, something, right? We would have been back. We ain't seen nothing. Where are the families of these children? Number one, all of them, not just the parents, because the parents probably distraught, because I know, like I told you, I'll be at the White House. They'd be trying to kill me, okay? So... Where are the families, like the cousins, the uncles, like the families of these kids? Like, it's not just two people. It ain't mommy and daddy. You know, where's the rest of the people? Grandma, auntie, uncle, cousin, friend, teacher, principal, counselor. Where's everybody? Then we don't see it, right? So is that everybody going on about their business? But the FBI going to take care of it. They're going to find it just like they found that jersey in Mexico. Okay, so we don't know where these kids are, right? They can be with any race. But the reason why I'm saying that is because the melanated community is so open arms. Everybody else community is not. Therefore, we need to read a book out of their book, a page out of their book. I mean, why are they so guarded, right? They guarded for a reason. They're protecting their own. We don't see, I can't just go into ARAB. If I'm a melanated being just walking around an ARAB community, they're going to all look at me, like we just said with George Zimmerman, they're going to look at me like I am crazy. Like, why are you here? What are you doing here? What you up to? You about to rob somebody? We don't own their land. They don't buy from us nothing. Like they're doing it on their own. But we, for some reason, why we can't get that? Because we want inclusion so bad.
You need on somebody else's plate, man. You gotta stop eating these off other people's plates. We start cooking our own food, making our own meals. You know what I'm saying? Like seriously, because we don't even sharing the profit amongst each other and helping each other. You know what I'm saying? To build this, to make this real. Like I said, I have the beauty supply stores. All of them are owned by Asians. Yeah, I mean, every last one of them I step into is owned by an Asian guy, some Asian man who sells beauty supply.
They don't sell beauty supply
stuff.
They sell weed, man. They don't have beauty products.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't understand that. And that's why, because to accumulate wealth, you have to share that wealth amongst each other. That the money has to be exchanged within the community at least 20 to 50 to 100 times in a month. You know what I'm saying? At least
100
times a month, at least, you know. So
I feel you. And with everything we're saying, this is why I love Bass Vibration. And we're going to close it because today's show went over time. And I'm glad I did that with the time because I knew this topic would just definitely be a touchy topic. But I feel like we came up with a solution as far as we need to be aware of what's going on. We need to know that this is real. This ain't Players Club, Tom. This is real life, big pimping right now. And Get Out was not just a movie just to be a movie. That's like legit human trafficking is happening. They mentioned it like 5 times in the movie. The dude, his friend kept saying, you know, the human trafficking, you know, he kept saying that to him. He was in denial, like most of us don't want to believe it. We want inclusion so bad that we giving away everything. That's a whole other, episode. But I'm really going to dig deep. That's a psychological problem with melanated folks. We want to have open arms too much. Like, we have to do a period in time of history where we need to just come together and be selfish for a moment. Like, dead ass selfish, where we just only for self. Like, everybody else been doing forever. It seemed like since mankind created, it's been here. For a period, maybe a couple hundred years. I don't know how long it's going to take. But we need to go through a period like everybody else has done all their life, where we only deal with our people. I'm to the point where it's no other option. There's literally no inclusion. I don't even want to hear the word inclusion no more. So when I post asking people, do you want to be included or you want to be segregated? Segregation is the only option. And maybe that needs to be a hashtag. Segregation is the only option. It's going to be hard. I understand. It's going to be hard. We're going to deal with having lack. We're going to deal with a lot of famine. We're going to deal with a lot of different things because they haven't been running the world for so long. We get it. We're going to deal with a lot of deaths because we don't got an army yet. But we get it. We know what's going to come. But it has to be done if we want to see change. That's the unless we want to keep living in bondage, we want to keep living in fear, we want to keep living how we living then all right, let's just keep letting them rule everything. Let's get let everybody get the slave mentality. Let's give up this whole melanated movement and let's just be slaves and just keep it moving. If that's what people want,
that's what's happening.
That's
what's about to happen in the next, I'll say, 10, 20 years.
Yeah, it's happening now. We're dealing with it now. We've been dealing with it for centuries. But I actually feel my energy done got drained because I let loose on y'all today. And, I apologize. Maybe little things I did say a little harsh. But at the end of the day, everything I said came straight from the heart. It straight from my soul because that's just how I feel. And that's just what I've been researching. That's just what I've been seeing. And it has been a massive issue with our community. So for us to change this pattern and this cycle, we have to come together massively, not one at a time, not one project at a time. We need massive projects going on at one time in the project, like project. That's why I got it as. Not one project is projects. So that's going to be that for today as far as human trafficking. I don't know if Queen Kwan or RJ got something quick that they want to mention as we wrap up, but that's really all I got.
Real wealth comes from within. Real wealth comes from knowledge and the wisdom that you can give our younger generation. Ask the older generation, lead as an example. You know what I'm saying? Like, sincerely, I mean that sincerely, man. Lead as an example. You know, a lot of us, half of us learned everything from the older generation. Some of us are taking it, making it better. Some of us are taking it and running in place. You know what I'm saying? So to the older generation, you know what I'm saying? Like lead as an example, expand your mind, update your system. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you haven't researched or, you know what I'm saying? Challenge the social norm of today, because we are in the information age, and, spend that time with your kids, man. Like whatever you got going on between your baby mama or whatever the case may be, has nothing to do with the child. That's between y'all two. But the child has nothing to do with that. He has no choice to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean that sincerely. He has absolutely nothing to do with the child. He's just depending on somebody to, you know, make him, nurture him and make him great, make him the best version of himself. So, yeah, true wealth is knowledge and wisdom. So share that with your children, because, you know, you can lose money. You can lose a lot of these temporary things on this earth, but you can't lose what's within, you know what I'm saying? So if you engrave that within them, and if you, you know, allow them to wake up, and believe me, some kids may seem 12, 14, 16 years old. We are evolving. We will outgrow the older generation. We will become smarter than the last generation. We're only going to get better, you know what I'm saying? So don't, like, kids are aware, you know what I'm saying? Kids are very aware. When they start getting that age, when they start thinking for themselves, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, have those conversations to bring them to a certain understanding. You know what I'm saying? They need understanding. Don't have them find it somewhere elsewhere, where they go around thinking they know what it's all about, and then wonder why the hell their life is so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, the inner like, it's just take care of yourselves and take care of your responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? Be adults about this, for real. And to the younger generation, it's time to wake up. Stop pointing fingers and start realizing that, you know, the power's in your hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't lead yourself down that depressing path. You know what I'm saying? You're not in this world alone. So a lot of people that went through it and got through it. You know what I'm saying? Like myself, I done been through a lot. I done seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to the streets 100%. And, you know, I had to wake up. I had to do my study. I had to gain some knowledge of self. I had to understand history so I can understand this present moment, and I can understand what we need to do in order to lead ourselves into the right direction for the future. You know what I'm saying? So let's be mindful, man. Let's be really mindful. And, let's keep the peace for real.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good on that. Mm-hmm. All right. So as we always say, as we wrap up, we tell you guys, be more. And I'm thinking we should definitely start saying namaste, too, because, you know, respect. Namaste. You know, as a form of just, you know, blessings to each other. But either way, you know, we're going to wrap it up today. We want you guys to be more, be blessed, and definitely get up on it, get enlightened, research what we say, what we've been saying on the show, and, you know, get into the community, get connected with us. collaborate with us. We don't want, you know, we want to hear y'all. We want to hear the voices. We want to hear your input, what topics you want us to talk about, all that good stuff. Get on the show, tune in, call in, all that good stuff. So with that being said, just share this link. We'll see you, you know, next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Love all y'all. Peace, blessings, fam. Be more. Be more. Be more.